finish. Just want to make sure.
Yeah, you know, as I told our guys after the game, I was impressed with Houston. You know, they played a pretty good pace, and they have 6 turnovers. That's a pretty impressive stat. And they hurt us early in transition, but I thought in the first half we managed to control the tempo a little bit better down the stretch of the first half. That's when we closed the gap. We did a good job there. Second half, they really got some points in the paint on us. I think we were putting so much attention on their outside shooters that they managed to get some slips and get some scores to the basket in the second half, and that really hurt us. 42 points in the paint, that's one of the probably one of the top production points against us in the paint. So that's a little disappointing. And I thought we had opportunities ourselves. You know, you've got to control the paint somehow, and you got to either get to the line. We've got to be the team that gets to the end of the paint. We only got to, I think, 22 points in the paint. That to me was a little disappointing. But give Houston credit; they made some pretty big plays to the.
Was it tough?
Well, when we talk about one play at a time, and one of the things we said before the game was just let's not let one play or one letdown, multiply. Let's let that play be the play that we turn things around next play. Don't let one mistake, one miscue, one missed assignment hurt us. And I thought that's what happened in the second half, as you mentioned. We gave up a couple successive scores inside. You know, I'd rather have seen Houston not have to knock down some difficult shots. And you know, they did. They hit a few shots late in the clock, but you can live with those. But to get some slips, to get some easy scores at the rim, those really were demoralizing. And those are backbreakers. And that gave their team confidence, and it kind of took a lot of wind out of us and made our climb a lot tougher in the second half.
Is that just a matter of your perimeter defenders have to be a little bit better in terms of stepping over?
I think it's both. I think it's our perimeter players closing the gaps. I think it's our post guys that help out on screens. They ball screened a few times. Our post guys stepped out, stopped the ball, penetration. But then we've got to recover. We've got to recover in, whether it's the opposite guard or wing protecting the basket or the opposite post guy. We've got to play from the inside out. I thought we didn't protect the paint very well. We need to make them make one more pass, encourage the perimeter shot, and instead we gave up points at the rim, and that's something you can't do, especially against an aggressive team. That I think their guys inside scored a little bit better than they've been scoring, so that was tough for us today. McNeil, we gave him one of his top games, and he's an active player. You know, he had 6 block shots, and that's what he does. Okay with that, but I'm not okay that we gave up shots to the basket. We've got to do a better job of taking away shots to the basket.
I was going to ask you that. How much of being surprised by guys' production, does that impact the way you guys play defense? Obviously, he had been averaging 6-6, so he gets 23-13. McNeil is a shot. I mean, does that impact at all?
Well, he was very, he had some opportunities. He took advantage of them. I think he found some openings inside. And he took advantage of his opportunities. But we've got to close down and play from the inside out. And when we did that late in the first half, we played our defense from the inside out. You know, Houston struggled. We guarded the interior. We matched up to the shooters, and they struggled, and that's when we climbed back in the game. So we just didn't sustain that. And that's got to be our formula. We've really got to secure defensively. You know, when we build your defense, when our defense has been at its best, we're not giving up easy baskets. We cut down on second chance points. They only had 9 for the game. And we cut down on their fast break transition baskets. We did a better job, but we still turned the ball over early, and that led to 16 points there, and then we gave up points at the rim. So those two areas really were disappointments for us today.
Cool. Can you talk about how difficult it is to control tempo against a team that seemingly is that determined to control the ball at the rim? I thought that whole run they had early in the second half really kind of put you guys at their heels a little bit, and you just had a difficult time breaking them out of their tempo.
Yeah, we just have to be more, continue to be aggressive. When they go on those runs, we understand going to the game that it's going to be a game sometime. You know, they may get on a run, but Coach told us going to the game about a team who's more consistent. And we just have to be, determined and consistent and focused on what we do during those times. And that's something we have to, work on. And we've got to regroup and practice and work on those things.
The perimeter defense hasn't been that much of a problem for you guys thus far this season. From your perspective, what was the primary issue you guys had guarding them outside and surrendering so much dribble penetration?
Just on the ball screen and making sure we, you know, everyone rotates over. You know, cause sometimes, I guess, in the perimeter, you know, we do a good job of switching, but when they set the screen at the end of the shot clock, they got a couple shots late in the clock that really hurt us, I think, in this game.
So, Rick, could you comment on that as well? I thought Coach mentioned the defense in the first half was pretty solid, but the second half it wasn't up to the standards you guys have set this season.
I think it's because when they went on a run, we lost our confidence and got passive instead of staying aggressive, and that's what kind of made us hurt us in the game in the second half. But if we stay aggressive all the time, we could have kept up, stayed with the stayed in the game, and did some things. But when we get passive and not try to attack, it just hurt us on offense.
How much of a surprise was McNeil's production from a player perspective?
It was a big surprise. The coach told us, you know, he's not really a threat in the post, scoring and rebounds. He said he'd get some offensive rebounds because he's athletic and he'd get a lot of blocks. He'd block a lot of shots. But scoring-wise, it was a big surprise. I didn't think half of the shots that he was shooting would go in. But, you know, he stayed aggressive, kept attacking our big man. And that's what happened.
You mentioned confidence. You know, you guys missed a lot of layups, a lot of shots right at the basket tonight. I mean, at what point, or what has to be done, maybe in practice in the course of the game, to convert those opportunities? Because really that was a chance that you guys made. They have extended to the lead in the first half as opposed to being down by four.
Well, I think in practice we do a big job. Like, we do a good job because we go at each other. We foul each other in practice. But on the game, I got to carry over to the game. Playing like that against other teams, taking our hang out not on each other, on the other teams, and just play harder.
That's do it hard.
And we got to feel it.
I think hard is a big deal. And when it comes to a player shocking you, I think more after the game we realize, you know, how much he really surprised us in the game. You know, the scout, we understood each player is a threat. But I think afterwards we realized how much impact he had in the post, McNeil.
Coach, can you comment on that? You know, they were last in the league in block shots. So, you know, for them to contest as many shots as they did at the rim, it seemed like it kind of put, you know, some of your interior players back a little bit. Were you surprised by that?
Well, I don't believe that's, to me, a big deal, because if you're getting to the rim, that's a pretty good sign. And I always tell our players, take it up again. Make them block a couple of shots. Use pump fakes, but get to the rim. Continue to try to get to the rim. Eventually, I think you can get foul shots, but you got to keep attacking. And, you know, one of the things that we work hard on is trying to get finding open people, wherever that is. We're trying to find mismatches. We're trying to find open guys. And we had some opportunities at the rim, whether it was by guards or by post guys, and we didn't capitalize. We've got to get there, get it off the glass. That way, at least it's a goaltend, but try to get to the rim and you know, make them foul as we should get to the foul line. We got there 21 times. I'd like to have seen us get there more. But going back to McNeil's points, I think, you know, there's a dual responsibility. We have responsibility to stop penetration. If our perimeter players are giving up penetration, that's going to put pressure on our big guys. They're either going to have to step up, take a charge, or they're going to have to fake, help and recover. But I thought their guards a couple times got loose, and I thought equally our post guys didn't rotate in, and they were able to slip inside for easy shots. It's a dual responsibility. We've got to close down the inside, both perimeter and post, to do a better job. Thanks, guys.
Thank you.
Okay, good.